Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
We're glad you're still with us. I've got Dr. Samara Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon with me here in the studio again today. And we've got all the lines are full right now, but when you hear one of our callers hang up, you go to the phone and you dial, and you can be next. And let's go to Mary in Edmonds. Mary, welcome to the show. Oh, sorry, I missed that. All right, Gloria. Let's talk with Gloria. She's calling in from Puyallup. Glad you called, Gloria.
Yeah, thank you very much. A long time ago, I was diagnosed with lupus in the hospital this winter with two bouts of pneumonia. They ended up finding that I had so-called Addison's disease, and I have had a ACTH test and another one that was sent out to a hospital out back east. And I just wonder, how can Addison's disease affect you permanently? They have me on 2.5 milligrams of prednisone. And on the lungs, there's white cells that are causing a lot of trouble, but Medicare won't pay for the medication that'll help it.
Great. As a Medicare age person myself, I always get a little pissy when people tell me Medicare won't pay for things they really need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The test you had, ACTH, is adrenocorticotropic hormone. This is basically your pituitary gland is trying to stimulate your adrenal glands to make the cortisols that you need. And mm-hmm. if cortisol is it's a fascinating hormone. It's one of the hormones we make in response to stress, for instance. And in our brains, it's a feel-good hormone. It tells us, relax, everything's okay, doesn't matter, you know, you're going to be fine. It decreases swelling, it decreases inflammation, and it's also important for fighting infections. So we get big surges when we're under any physiologic stress or even emotional stress. We kick our cortisol levels up. And if we're not, oh my goodness, you're scooting across a wooden floor, it sounds like.
Yes, very good.
<All right. laughs> Okay.
Let's not do that.
Yes, as Pete says, let's not do that.
Okay. I'll stop.
All right. So if your cortisol levels are too low, it interferes with a lot of things. You don't tolerate stresses or anxieties as well. You don't sleep as well. You are more susceptible to a variety of infections, inflammatory processes that get started in your body. You can't suppress them as well. It has trouble maintaining your blood pressure. Without enough cortisol, you cannot control your fluid and salt ratios as well. So sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, all of these levels can start going awry. And that can in turn affect your neurological status. So your bone density, you know, lots of things. So the adrenal corticotrophic hormones pathway is extremely important for us. So they're giving you prednisone, which is an artificial version of cortisone. It's much stronger than regular cortisone. It's very predictable in how it's metabolized, and so that's why it's used most commonly for this condition. The problem you're going to have is that they can give you the dose that you will get by with on a day-to-day basis. But if you have anything that stresses your metabolism, if you get an infection, if you get injured, if you have anything that goes on that increases physiologic stress, you're going to need a lot more cortisol for some period of time. And you may just need it for a few days. You might need it for weeks. And it's just plain hard to adjust the doses on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. So, you know, what they're going to give you is a dose that works pretty well most of the time for most of the people. Gee, I love your wind chimes, too.
You are very, very intuitive. You can come over and sit in my backyard and watch the hummingbirds.
We love the hummingbirds in our yard.
I'm not getting very good service. I've only seen this doctor once, and the appointments got messed up. But the fatigue is just more than I can handle.
Yeah.
And I guess it's to do with the Addison's.
Yes.
And not so much the lungs.
Probably both. You know, if your lungs are not working well, then you're not oxygenating. And so, you know, if you're not getting enough oxygen to the muscles, they fatigue. They can't work without oxygen. And so you've got several things going on here. You need
no way to really control any of it, is there?
Well, there is, but it requires doctors that will pay a lot of time and attention to you. And unfortunately, we aren't that team either because this is not our area of expertise. You know, it's like when I answer these questions, as an old reformed family physician, you know, my depth of knowledge is about half an inch thick in a wide range of stuff. And so you need somebody who's a first-rate endocrinologist that gives a damn and will see you as often as you need to be seen. Not once every 3 months or every 6 months, but every time you need attention, you need someone that'll see you. And you may have to try out several clinics before you find the right person.
That's what I'm finding out right now.
And my general philosophy for this is get a female, get a woman. Women as a group.
Well, I have a young lady now, but I'm finding out that my next appointment after Monday will be next year in March.
Oh, awful. Oh, no, wow. You can't do that. You can't. You need somebody sooner.
No.
You know, I was recommending a woman because women as a group tend to be more empathetic than men. We tend to be kind of straightforward, you know, point A to point B, and most women are more loving and caring than we guys are. Witness Dr. Umat here, who's just a sweetheart, and I'm the cruel and vicious old guy.
Don't let that fool you.
Did he overhear me earlier?
Did you tape him?
Well, doctor, about the lungs with the overproduction of the white blood cells.
Yes.
I was on the list to be able to get the shots once a month, and they Medicare turned me down. And
why did they turn you down?
Because it's too much money.
Yeah.
It's $66,000 for 1 year's supply of Norco.
Yep. Okay, here's the problem, though. The federal government has a nomogram that they use for expected lifespan enhancements. And for some, the feds basically say that if we can improve your life by 1 year, it's worth $100,000. So if they give you 10 years, it makes it worth $1 million. All right. So that $60-some thousand would seem to me to be below the threshold. So go talk to your doctor or find a different doctor, someone that will talk to you and that will work with Medicare. Medicare may have a list. Before we'll pay for this, you have to try that. Mm. And they may have a list of things that have to be tried first.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
if the doctor is willing to ask the right questions and willing to document what the treatment protocol has been, they can mm-hmm. usually get by that and get your therapy. But it's going to take a doctor who's willing to work their way through.
Yeah. Well, they're still trying, but I'm 83, so very probably answers your question about Medicare. They probably figure I'm too old, and one of these times in the hospital, the pneumonia is going to take me out anyway.
Yeah, and you're not their mother. You know, if this was your child at sitting at that desk, they'd be a lot more empathetic about it.
And with lupus, you just never know what's going to hit you next.
No, you don't. Yes. You really don't.
True.
All right, my dear. Well, there's not a whole else I can do.
Clarification.
Okay. Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Take care, my dear.
Yeah, you take care.
Thank you, Gloria. All right. Well, that opens up a line. 1-888-312-5757. Let's go to a break again. It'll be a short one, I think. And when we come back, we'll talk with Bob. He has a follow-up question. He called earlier from Gig Harbor. He has a follow-up question about KetoCam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that could be interesting. Probably will be. And then Jack from Kent has a question about his liver or somebody's liver. Liver. So don't go far. Call us if you have a question for Dr. Samira Umat or Dr. Jerry Mixon, 1-888-312-5757.
I've been a longevity patient at the Tacoma Clinic a little over 3 months. So I've lost a bunch of weight, improved libido. I quit drinking wine, which was not easy. I really appreciate what you do.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot. And his baby and his best friend both die with him. As likely as not.
Get ready to sing here.
Some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think
about loving.
Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey dovin'. Let's forget about the whine and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
If we had an official theme song, that's it. Let's think about living. Let's get out of the doldrums. Get rid of that fatalistic attitude that as you get older, you're just going to have to fall apart like everybody else. And because of Longevity Medical Clinic, that ain't necessarily so.
No, it's not.
So that is exciting. This is why we still make available the free health analysis appointments. You have been listening to this show, maybe some of you, for 21 years. And you've meant to make an appointment. Or maybe you went to a seminar. Because we used to do, I mean, you must have done 1,000 seminars.
I did a lot of them over 20 years.
We stopped doing them about a year and a half ago, because we're making the free health analysis appointment available, where you get the two free tests and... at least through August only, we're ending it the end of August. We're also giving $100 of free longevity supplements. So there's a lot of reasons why you want to make one of those free health analysis appointments. How about you this time, Samira? Mm-hmm. Would you just a quick definition of the health analysis appointment and what you get, those two free tests. And I mean a quick one. You don't have to do five-minute presentation, but real quickly.
The fingerprick test is the hemoglobin A1C level, and that gives us an idea of your sugar over the last 3 months and tells us about your risk for prediabetes or diabetes and therefore inflammation markers. And just as a side note, for 1 second, I presented to the doctors this week a study published on Medscape. It's a review article of over 50 studies looking at over 1.5 million people that said very clearly prediabetes is a risk factor for coronary artery disease. And we know it. Our doctors know it. We manage it with that intention, and we treat and prevent that. Remember, prediabetes is reversible.
Yes.
You can completely reverse it. So that's why this is so important.
70% of type 2 diabetics are reversible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so when patients come and say, well, I have a 6.5 A1C, but my doctor says it's fine, you know, our patients are much, much lower than that.
Yes.
We keep them at 5.2% or lower, and they're doing just fine. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get to, but it is very important. So I digress, but that A1C measurement on the finger prick test is to give us an idea of your risk factors. And it's much more than what that one number tells us. We're thinking a lot deeper than we can express to you in that first visit, but your doctors will later on. And then the second test, and by the way, I do have a love-hate relationship with that machine. I'll be very honest. It can be a brutal machine. But if you're doing great with yourself, it'll be a positive reinforcement to you. That machine gives us an idea not just of your weight, but also your basal metabolic rate, your body fat level, and most importantly, your visceral fat. That's the inflammatory fat, the risk for chronic disease. And we look at that very closely so that we can help you reduce your risk for chronic diseases as you are getting older. As one of my doctors once said, it's anticipating that bus coming around the corner that you can't see.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my wife hates the machine too.
Yeah.
It's very useful.
It is.
But, you know, women carry a higher percentage of body fat than men.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you guys have that subcutaneous layer that makes you smooth and rounded. And, you know, and we guys tend to be harder and more angular because we have less subcutaneous fat. And, yeah, it drives my wife crazy that she's the leanest of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she's got three fat cells on her body, they've never met. You know, I'm the guy in his 70s who has to watch his belly really careful.
Mm-hmm.
But my percentage of body fat is 15% and hers is in the 20s.
Yeah.
And I just told her, sweetie, that's part of being female.
Yeah. You know? It's rough though, so man.
Those breasts are not muscle.
No.
No way.
No. So. But you know, nobody else is going to tell you what your visceral fat is. Remember, that's what's increasing your risk for chronic disease. That's the fatty tissue surrounding your internal organs. That's increasing your risk for diabetes, dementia, coronary artery disease, degenerative joint disease, cancers. And unless you get a handle of that and try to lower it, it's going to get harder as you get as you get older, rather.
All right. Shall we? Yeah, we have time to take another call before the break. Let's go to Gig Harbor and talk with Bob again for the second time today. Bob, welcome back.
Hi, guys. Sorry I didn't ask this initially. Which would you recommend for a distal biceps tendonitis, ketoprofen or ketocam?
Well, ketocam is a mixture of piroxicam and ketoprofen, so you're getting them both in ketocam.
And would that be better for a tendonitis than ketoprofen?
Yeah. I think so. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, sure. And you know, I like the ketocam, the DS, the double strength.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes less volume. Okay.
Thanks, Jerry,
and for taking
that.
Sure. Take care.
You bet. Okay, then quickly we can go to Kent and talk to Jack. Jack, welcome to the show.
Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, and Dr. Pete.
Okay, what can we do to help, sir?
My sister was recently diagnosed with scoliosis of the liver. Is that the proper characterization?
Sclerosis, not scoliosis, yes.
Sclerosis, yeah. And she's currently being treated. My question is there any naturopath approach to mitigate some of the damage and make any improvements?
Probably a few things that you can look at. Question is, why the sclerosis?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Okay. Yeah, that's the most common. Second most common is hepatitis C. All right. There are some supplements you can use that will usually improve the liver function a bit. depending on how scarred down her liver is. You know, alcoholic sclerosis is really a terrible situation, because what's happened is alcohol is a cytotoxin. It's a poison. And the liver, when you drink alcohol, it goes from the gut to the liver. The liver basically sacrifices itself in an effort to get rid of the alcohol before it damages your brain. And when you get out, when you get tipsy, when you get inebriated, that's because the alcohol level in your brain is rising, and it's killing your brain cells because your liver wasn't able to stop it all. So liver is kind of our first line of defense. Usually, if you don't attack yourself with alcohol too often, the liver is able to recover. But every time you hit it with alcohol, you get a little bit of scar tissue laid down. And when you drink day after day after day after day for years at a time, you get so much scar tissue laid down in the liver that it's basically replaced most of the liver tissue with fibrin, with this collagen fibrin matrix. And you don't have as much functioning liver tissue alive anymore. You've killed it drink by drink by drink, and you've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the process of destroying your liver. Trying to get it back is difficult. Mm-hmm. And in extreme cases, the only thing you really have left is liver transplants. Mm. So,
do they do liver transplants if...
Not if you're actively drinking.
Yeah.
You have to have been dry for some period of time. Yeah. You know, it's like doing a coronary bypass surgery on a smoker. They're just going to plug the vessels right back up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there are some things you can use. The nettle, the milk thistle.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nettle family, the milk thistle is probably the most common one.
Yeah, and it works very well. If it's a mild case, I'll start off with 150 milligram once a day. And if you need higher, I have gone up to 300 milligrams, but depending upon how bad she is, she may need more. But it's reasonably safe to use, so definitely start with that. And then, Jerry, I also like N-acetylcysteine, that too, 500 or 600 milligrams twice a day. I have even used four times that dose in some patients for other reasons. So given the history of alcohol, she's probably nutritional deficient anyways, mm-hmm. and maybe even immunocompromised to some extent. So things like NAC, milk thistle, zinc, vitamin C group, and also maybe a little bit of alpha lipoic acid if her body can tolerate it are probably good places to start.
Was that adeline cysteine?
NAC.
Yeah, N-acetylcysteine.
Our product is simply called NAC, N-A-C.
Okay. I accompanied her with one of her appointments, and we spoke to her nurse, and I asked the nurse this question about homeopathic approaches, and she told us that when one incurs cirrhosis, if they take supplements, it'll exacerbate the problem. That didn't make any sense to me.
Well, it depends on the supplements.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that have to be metabolized by the liver. And if you have poor liver metabolism, those supplements would cause problems.
Yeah.
What Dr. Umat is discussing are the things we use that help to enhance liver function.
Yeah. And again, remember I said depends upon how severe it is right now. And this actually is anecdotal and unbeknownst to me, but I now have two patients in my practice who had fatty liver. When they went back after a few years for their repeat biopsies, their internists were actually surprised at how the fatty liver had improved. And one case had just disappeared. So, the patient told me that, and he hadn't disclosed that diagnosis when he had first come to us. So he wanted to let us know after the fact that he was happy. He's still my patient, still doing very well, still very happy. The other gentleman is no longer with us. He moved out of the area. But, you know, two different cases where clearly it was not that severe, but they definitely had fatty liver. So I don't know your sister's whole history. I don't know how bad it is. Again, remember, if her liver is not able to metabolize the nutrients that she's taking, maybe she might be worse off. But NAC and milk thistle generally don't hurt if there's any capacity of the liver to do some function.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care.
Good luck. Okay. Right. Take care.
Good, Jack. Thanks for the call. That opens up a line as we go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk first off with Abigail. She's got a question about visceral fat. Ooh, that actually is an important question.
It is.
I'm talking about liposuction too, I think, possibly.
Ooh, okay.
So Abigail in Seattle is next, and then you'll be next if you go to your phone right now and dial 1-888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. We've still got a half hour to go, so you don't want to go anywhere.
I've been a longevity patient for about 17 years, and I can remember back in the day, I listened many, many, many times before I took the plunge, because at first I went from skeptical to, you know what, I'm going to do it.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Hey, 34 minutes past the hour. A little treat there with the platters. You know, the testimonial that you just heard leading up to that nice song, Only You, was a nice lady, been a patient 17 years, and she talked about all the procrastination she did.
Uh-huh.
And we hear that a lot. Boy, we hear that a lot. In fact, we hear people say, you know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 15 years, for 5 years, for 10 years. I've been meaning to go in for an appointment or go to a seminar or what have you. Well, we don't do seminars anymore, which is why we talk about the free health analysis appointments. So we've got a limited number of them. In Tacoma, we've opened up through the third week of August. In Linwood and in Kirkland, we've opened up through the second week of August. But we have appointments now, therefore, in all three of those clinics, of our clinics. So if you would like to make one of those free appointments, one of the major incentives, I would think, is $100 of free longevity supplements. But we're ending that at the end of August. We've been doing it now, I think, 3-4 months. But that's going to end at the end of August. So if you know you're going to do it eventually, you may as well stop procrastinating and just do it now and get the $100 of free supplements if you come in before the end of August. I hope you will. You get the two free tests, $100 of free supplements. Kind of is a no-brainer if you ask me. Go to our website to do it, lmclinic.com. Push the little button that says schedule, and you can do it in probably 3 or 4 minutes. I hope you will. It could literally be a turning point in your life. And in reality, you may be at a tipping point in your life. You may be at the tipping point. You need to do something. You need to do it now. This would be your first step. Go to lmclinic.com. And we will go to Abigail in Seattle. Abigail. Glad you called.
Good morning. I'm enjoying your show, and I was very interested in cryolipolysis because I have Visceral fat, it's a genetic, it runs in our family, and I'm not overweight, but I always worry about the cardiovascular issues with it. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? And does this procedure reach visceral fat, or is it only superficial?
It's only superficial, unfortunately. The cryolipolysis, most common company doing that is called CoolSculpt. There's another one called SculpSure, or SureSculpt, I guess.
SculpSure.
Yeah, that uses radio frequency heating instead of cooling. But both of those are pretty good for decreasing superficial fat.
Subcutaneous fat tissue, yeah.
And, you know, if it's your thighs or your tush or your arms or your belly, it works pretty well, but not down deep. It doesn't get through the fascia and muscle into the belly.
Now, with that, I will say it looks like we're going to be making one or both of those services available at Bella Medica, but it doesn't deal with...
No, it doesn't deal with superficial, you know. Yeah. And it's not for real heavy people either, but she's thin.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
But this basically just does the fine-tuning contour.
Exactly.
It's not a weight loss modality.
Yes, exactly. But, and that's very important to know. It's not for weight loss.
Someone that's had a baby or two.
Is there anything for visceral fat that is possible?
Yes.
Other than holding my stomach in all the time.
And that doesn't really help. That makes it look better, but it doesn't get rid of the visceral fat. Yes, we treat visceral fat on our patients all the time. It's a standard part of the therapy at Longevity Medical Clinic. What we do is we shift your endocrine support towards muscle and away from fat. And that works for the entire body, not just for your arms and legs. And so we move your metabolism away from fat production so that everywhere in your body, both the areas that show and the areas that don't show, you're decreasing fat production. So we make you burn it and metabolize it rather than produce it.
And see, for people like you who are in tune with their body and are invested in maintaining good health and who exercise regularly, the results are that much more dramatic.
Good to hear. And also at Longevity, I've probably heard you say the tests you do, but I'm very interested in T3, and you brought that topic up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to my doctor, I have thyroid problems. My hair was falling out and all kinds of things. And come to find out, it was a pharmaceutical mistake that started that. Plus, I had Hashimoto's. But anyway, the reason I'm asking that is that the doctor turned me down for getting a T3. And they do say TSH is all you need, and
yeah.
I thought, I just don't agree with that. But
he's wrong.
I do, because the doctor's the god, you know.
Yeah. Well, we check your TSH, of course, but we check your total and your free T4 and free T3, and the total just tells you how much is in your system. But the free is the non-protein bound fraction that actually can be metabolically active for you.
Yeah.
So it's your free T4 and your free T3 that we watch most closely.
And then, just to add, because you mentioned Hashimoto's, we add the specialty tests as needed. So our routine thyroid panel is a TSH with a free T3 and free T4. And then we add the reverse T3 and the thyroid antibody levels whenever we are managing or diagnosing or suspecting autoimmune diseases like Hashimoto's.
Oh, that's fascinating. Okay. Wonderful. Well, I think I'll join the group and make an appointment. I've been wanting to do to learn these things for quite a long time, and so I'm not going to procrastinate. And I have your number. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
You bet.
Take care.
Love to hear it. Mm-hmm. I love to hear it. Procrastination is natural because people are skeptical. But when you learn the facts. Like you hear from Dr. Umat and Dr. Mixon here, that makes it easier to say, yeah, I'm going to go the next step, because if you don't measure, you don't know. You've heard that here maybe 500 times. So, good. Bellevue is where we're headed next. We'll talk with Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
We're glad you called. Welcome.
Thank you for my call. Anyway, my quick question is, about a month ago, I started taking melatonin at 10 milligrams, and I've been tired ever since. Is that what's causing me to be fatigued?
Well, I suppose it's possible. You know, melatonin, depending on your personal tolerance, when we do melatonin with our patients, we have 1 milligram, 2 milligram, 3 milligram, 5 milligram, and 10 milligram pills. And so, you know, we have to customize it to what that individual needs and tolerates.
Okay, well, I've got 3, and I got 5, and I got 10, but somehow I've been taking 10, but maybe that's
a cut back. Yeah, that's a big whack. You know, I use 10, and the reason I use 10 is because there are studies that show that you actually increase your own growth hormone production if you can tolerate the 10 milligrams a day. But on 10, oh, probably 20 years.
Well,
you know. On the other hand, if my wife takes 3, she has trouble getting up. And so
okay. It
all depends on what you as an individual tolerate.
But you don't think that's making me tired, though?
It shouldn't make you tired in the daytime. You know, it's standard fast-release melatonin is got a half-life in a matter of about 2 hours. So certainly by the time you wake up in the morning, it should be gone, unless you're a very slow metabolizer.
No. Well, I'm 95, so I don't think that's part of my problem.
Yeah. No, we need to be looking at other reasons. What else is going on that's leaving you fatigued?
Well,
and, you know, at 90, there's a whole long list we can come up with of possibilities. So we're not going to be able to answer that one on the phone. We need to see you and run some tests and see where things come out.
Oh, I guess I need to have a health analysis then or something, huh?
That's a good starting point. At least it's free.
That's the first step. It's the first step, because with those 2 free tests, it'll give you some basic understanding as it relates to what some of your concerns actually are. When you know that, then you know what direction to go, and it might be with us.
Okay. Right.
Thanks, Bill. You know how to make an appointment? We lost him. I bet I'll bet he does. Honestly, you can make your own appointment by going to lmclinic.com. You can do that online. Or you can call if you don't have a computer. You can call 866-86-YOUNG. Nobody's there today. We don't have staff at any of our clinics on the weekends. But you can call that toll-free number, 866-86-YOUNG, and make your free health analysis appointment that way, too. Sounds good. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk with Dan from Everett. He's got a question about magnesium, and that could be quite interesting. Boy, magnesium, we have seen... Just magnesium can be of real help just all by itself. So lots of reasons to stick around for that. We have a couple of lines open, so you can be right after Dan. In fact, you will be after Dan. You call now, you'll be right after Dan. Call us at 1-888-312-5757.
There are certainly a lot of benefits for being a patient at Longevity. Strength, endurance, energy, they're all increased, and I feel absolutely great. I'm in my mid-70s now, and I see no end in sight. Thank you, Longevity.
What a drag it is getting old.
Boy, that's for sure.
I wouldn't know.
I don't want to know.
All right, we got 10 minutes. We got to get to a couple more calls here. Let's go to Everett and talk to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Actually, this is Ken.
Well, hello, Ken.
It says Dan on my screen, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Know, I tried to correct him, but anyway. Yeah, I've had a quad bypass and three stents. The last one was put in last October. Now, in June, I went in for a checkup, and I've got a heart. I'm got extra heartbeats, and I've got another rectal cardiogram coming up in first part of August. They put me on about 400 milligrams of magnesium, but I went when I went online, there's a whole bunch of different kinds. Is there any specific type you would recommend, and is there anything else, naturopathic or whatever, that you might recommend?
Well, first of all, your cardiac history scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
So, holy
I'm
mackerel.
Still upright.
Yeah, well, and yeah, upright and taking nourishment, so that's on the good side. They're using the magnesium to what? Lower your blood pressure, vasodilate you?
He thinks I would try that to see if he can get rid of the extra heartbeats.
Okay.
At least that was my understanding.
All right, well, and.
My
that
pulse,
might work.
My pulse gets pretty low sometimes, so I usually go out and walk real fast or whatever to bring it up. Usually if I'm going to cardiac rehab now, and when I do the exercises, then my heart apparently overcomes the extra beats, so my pulse goes back to normal and my blood pressure is normal.
Okay. There are people that get what we call escape ectopics, in which if the heart rate slows down too much, an abnormal section of the heart will fire electrically and trigger a beat. And, of course, the answer with those people is to keep their rate up so that they don't get the escape beats. Boy, how you're taking 400 of magnesium?
Which is fine, actually,
yeah.
A 400-milligram dose. The side effect is diarrhea, so you want to be careful. And, you know, a lot of times people actually take it if they get constipation.
Yes. Yeah, magnesium citrate.
I don't have any problem there.
Okay. So, you know, basically, yes, there are a lot of different magnesium salts, but it's the magnesium you're after. And so it doesn't really matter whether it's citrate, tartrate, arginate. The magnesium is a metal. And so what they have to do is to pair it with a salt so that, or make a salt by pairing it with an amino acid usually, and then your body will strip off the amino acid and let the magnesium ion be absorbed into your body. So, which form is pretty unimportant. The trick is to use, a decent amount, and 400 milligrams is not outrageous either way. The limiting factor, as Dr. Umat has pointed out, is usually your bowel tolerance. You don't absorb magnesium through the gut very efficiently. And if you get too much of it left in the bowel, you pull water in with it, and then you get watery stools. But it doesn't sound like you're having problems. So, you know, my big concern. It'll lower your blood pressure somewhat. So, you know, I usually have folks take it at bedtime simply because they relax and lower their pressure a bit and they go to sleep more easily. But, you know, if you've got high blood pressure issues in the daytime, a small dose in the morning is probably a good idea, too.
All righty.
That's good. Where we are, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Excellent.
Interesting to hear that a cardiologist put him on magnesium, though.
It is. You know, they usually go for the pharmaceuticals, but this is a perfectly reasonable approach.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rebecca in Yelm. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
How can we help, ma'am?
I just have a question, and I don't know if you guys will be able to help. I have a 3-year-old who has chronic ear infections. He's done, you know, adenoids removed twice to see if it helped because he's got ENT. Had the tonsils removed, had 3 sets of ear tubes. And my thing is I feel like almost a food allergy is what's triggering it. I've done small bits of research showing that there is a correlation between a food allergy and chronic ear infection. You know, if that's the truth or any case to that. I haven't had any allergy testing done to him because we are a military family. We keep moving, and due to COVID, the only time I can get him in is through the phone, and he needs to actually be seen, like, in person. So I didn't know
if he does.
You Yeah. So I didn't know if that was, you know, like, I'm trying to the naturopathic route. I'm tired of all the antibiotics and surgeries. He's only three.
Yes.
So I didn't know if there was something that I could do for him. Other
now,
than
this kid has already had all the invasive procedures that are normally done.
Yeah.
Tonsils, the before adenoids.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's before it. Three. That's a whole lot of trauma for a small child.
Sure.
And the ear tubes, you know, keep the pressure off and drain.
Yeah.
You know, allergies are not a bad thought. There's also some kids are just some kids are just born with very small eustachian tubes too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it may just be the way this particular child was made. But again, this is a kid that needs a really, really aggressive first-rate ENT evaluation to see if figure out what is going on. Certainly nothing, and allergy testing should be part of that.
Yeah.
You know, with that child, probably I'd start with the dietary immunotesting where they actually draw some blood and take off the serum portion, and they can test like 200 different things off one little blood sample.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
And so you don't have to put the kid through a lot of scratch testing and stuff at this point.
That's right. Yeah.
So yes. I'd screen him with that to start with.
Okay.
So an immunologist and or a good pediatrician and an ENT guy.
Yeah.
They're all going to need to work as a team with this kid.
That's right. And remember, as he grows, he might even outgrow these allergies, but there might be a big issue for him right now. Right.
Yep. Yeah. And he's battling one right now, his ear. And I've been trying to do the naturopathic. I'm a medical assistant. I have a little bit of knowledge. I'm not a doctor, but I can't get him in until August, and it's over the phone.
Wow.
Unless I take him to a walk-in clinic, which I'm that's where most of his care has been, is a walk-in clinic. And then I have to make a follow-up with his primary care, and it's like back and forth. So I wanted to see if there was a specific test of what kind of, you know, you mentioned the scratch testing or like, you know, poke. I feel like there was something different, and you mentioned that, the immunotest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the immunotesting is a great screening procedure because it lets you look at a whole lot of things off one blood sample.
One single blood test, and we get a lot of values from it. It's actually a very good test.
Awesome. So. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that bit of information.
You're welcome, ma'am. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk about frustrating when you're dealing with kids.
Kids, yeah.
Little guys. Oh, my golly.
Yeah, one of the reasons I never wanted to do pediatrics,
I know. You know, one of the bravest doctors I've ever known was a young woman in my residency program. She was actually a nun.
Okay.
But she wanted to be a pediatric oncologist.
Wow.
And spent her whole life working with children with cancer.
Oh.
And I just, you know, dying children just ripped me in pieces. I don't tolerate. I could not survive her practice.
No.
Yeah.
So
tough to see kids sick.
Yes.
Well, yes. And yet others are called to do it.
Yeah. They are.
And they're just wired.
I was a great admirer of this young woman.
Yes.
I told her flat out, I'm glad you're doing it. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an interesting 4 hours. Been very good. Interesting. You missed the first hour and a half, but we had Dr. Dan Nelson sort of sit in for you. He did a great job.
Great.
And so thank you, everybody, for being with us. Again, just a final reminder. There's so many reasons you need Longevity Medical Clinic on your team. You really need to have someone to give you those leading edge advantages. If you would like one of our free health analysis appointments, there are a limited number of them. We're going to keep doing the free health analysis appointments, probably indefinitely, but we are stopping the $100 of free longevity supplements at the end of August. So we now have on our calendar, if you want to go make one of these free health analysis appointments, we have appointments available in our Tacoma clinic through the third week of August. In Kirkland and Linwood, we have appointments through the second week of August. And they're available on a first-come, first-served basis. So I encourage you to go to lmclinic.com. LM clinic.com and push on the button to schedule an appointment. Easy, easy, easy to do. Thank you again. Go to lmclinic.com. We got a bunch of other videos on our homepage as well that could be fascinating for you. You want more information about longevity? Watch the introduction to longevity. It'll blow you away. Thanks again for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend.